When you were a child, did you realise that things were different for you because you were Jewish?
No. I can honestly, as I said, I never came across people saying, "Oh, you Jew." Never had that.
But also, I mean, your way of life, was your way of life, was there...
Well, my mother kept a strictly kosher house. Absolutely. I would never, if I can't get meat, I'm not buying it, because I only want kosher meat. Because that's how we were brought up. And in those days, it was hard. Now, today, we go to the butcher, everything. We have to, the meat's kosher now. But in my day, as I said, it'd be a slatted board. Yeah. And you'd soak it for an hour, then salt the meat and leave it drained from the... That's how we did it. Today, it comes from the butcher already done, which is marvellous. Yeah. My mother didn't have the machines. We didn't have a fridge. Yeah. We had a larder. With a cold larder and everything. So and when we had a fridge, it was like a miracle. if you know what I mean, yeah. But you got by. My mother didn't have the Kenwood, you know, the machines we've got. My mother did everything by, I don't know, she did everything. She grew the best tomatoes. She ran a business. My mother didn't pass a test till she was 60-odd. Convinced she put 10 bob in the CPTs. Realised the girls were leaving home. And my brother started he was a man in Marks and Spencer, but then he went into his own, in their own business then. And we were growing up in that sort of field, because that was the living in those days.
And were you strict on observing the Sabbath? Did they work at all on the Sabbath? Or?
My mother never opened a shop. Especially the Jewish holidays, my mother said business would always return, and it always did. We always closed the door. My mother was a very good employee and had many good staff that people often came by when they got married in their wedding dress and everything. My mother was an amazing, a shrewd businesswoman.
Yeah.